Australian scientists are researching ways to turn COVID vaccines into a nasal spray and eliminate the need for needles. And I'm pleased to say we have respiratory scientist Pale Thoradson, director of the University of New South Wales RNA Institute, on the telephone this afternoon. Pale, thank you for your time.
Good afternoon.
I trust you're well.
Yeah, I am. Thank you very much.
This is wonderful news for people like myself that don't like having injections or vaccines because of the needle. This study, you say, if the study the study is successful, and apparently what I'm reading from the article that I'm referring to here, other vaccines, including seasonal flu, are already being administered by nasal spray. That is correct, Pale?
Yes, that's correct. I should point out it's my colleague, Professor Daniela Franini, at the Macquarie University and the Wilcock Institute. She is the respiratory scientist, actually, on the team. I'm the chemist.
Okay.
Who's helping with making things, including the RNA vaccines. Look, this technology is absolutely a game-changing technology because if you're afraid of needle, it takes that away. But it's not just that. It would probably make vaccine delivery, whether it's RNA vaccines or other vaccines, cheaper. And that might be beneficial also in remote communities and the third world, possibly also in applications in animal, in agriculture, so for animal vaccines. And there are diseases where getting the vaccine delivered to the nose might actually be better than an injection. Elicit a better vaccine response.
Am I right in suggesting that possibly a nasal vaccine, would be better for COVID-19? You would have better response with a nasal vaccine for COVID-19?
Well, I come from a chemistry background, but that is my understanding from the experts like Daniela and also people who have studied the immunology of the COVID virus and other diseases that. In fact, yeah, if we can deliver the vaccine into the nose, it's actually better than what we're doing now, which is injecting it, and essentially the vaccine then ends up in the lymph nodes, and that's really important. But it will be better if you can start up the protection in the airways. That's where we get the virus from, right?
Exactly, yes. We get it through our nose if we breathe it in.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, when did you start this journey?
Well, we started this journey together when we formed the New South Wales RNA Production and Research Network. We were funded by New South Wales Health, and that's part of a larger program that the state government is doing in the RNA manufacturing space. You may have noticed last year announcement that the state government is going to build a $96 million pilot facility for making RNA-type medicine.
Yes.
And, yeah, I think this whole RNA manufacturing and medicine sector is something that we here in New South Wales are take a global lead in, because we have a lot of good scientists, not just my friend Daniela, but many others in this space, and we can make a huge difference.
So you've been on this journey for a while. How long can you see it being before people are actually able to go into their chemist or get a prescription from their doctor to be able to give themselves a vaccine with a nasal spray?
It's always the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is, yes.
We are working with a biotech company called MetLab, and they're the ones who provide a crucial part of this technology. Look, usually with these things, it does take a year or so to see whether it works in principle, and then you need to do start to do safety studies on people. And we saw with COVID, you can't do all of that process in 1 year, but that was a bit of an unusual case because everyone worked together and there was unlimited access to funding. And that's why the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccines were developed so quickly. So I think if we were successful, it's going to take a couple of years, but it could be done within 5 to 10 years if everyone works together and there are no unexpected stumbling block on the way. But look, in science, you have to try it out till you know whether it's really, really going to work, right?
You do. Pale, what seasonal flu vaccines are already available to be administered by nasal spray? I take it that's not here in Australia. That must be overseas, is it? Or is it available here in Australia?
I believe it's overseas, and I'd have to refer to my friend also, Daniela. I think she knows that better. But as she mentioned, there are flu vaccines, and the polio vaccine, which is, again, a different vaccine, is actually delivered in oral drops. But That's not going to be possible with mRNA because it will get broken down in the stomach. But yeah, the flu, I'm afraid I don't know exactly which country or company is doing the flu vaccine nasally.
So the nasal spray technology called NanoCell, it doesn't require a doctor to give a vaccine. So in other words, you can, I imagine you'll need a prescription. So you would go into the chemist with your prescription and you would be given the nasal spray over the counter, and you could go home and administer this nasal vaccine, if we call it that for the moment, in the privacy of your own bedroom or bathroom.
Well, I think that will have to be up to the regulatory authorities if they allow to allow us to do that. The thing is, though, you're right that the technology is so simple. It could be done that way. But as we saw with, you know, at the end of the day, the Therapeutic Goods Administration and the Department of Health have to decide, do they want to hand out vaccines that way or some other way? I mean, that's just usually how the health sector works. They may think it might be possible in practice. There might be other reasons why they might want to do it, say, through pharmacies or through GP centers. But we'll see when we have this ready, hopefully in 5 to 10 years' time, yeah?
Okay, all right, Parley, thank you for your time this afternoon. Nice to talk to you. That's Parley Thorotson, Director of the University of New South Wales RNA Institute.